Blog Talk Radio. to Mega News Nation on this Tuesday night. Virgil's not with us here at the moment. Hopefully he joins in soon. And I tell you what, we got a lot of news coverage we're going to get to and some things that we talked about earlier. But anyhow, here is Virgil right on time. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother?
All right, man. How y'all doing this evening?
Well, now,
how y'all doing this evening?
Oh, freezing our asses off over here, but we're doing good. So, anyhow, we got some stuff that we're going to come out with that was brought to my attention. And Lucretia sent some links. And I'm actually going to send those to you after the show so you can read up on it. But it's about Powell and stuff that's going on. So, what happened last night? Did you chew that cop's ass out?
Oh, no, that wasn't a cop. That was just a little bum.
A little bum? Trying to charge
you? Yeah, try to run a scam.
I kind of figured that's the way he was sounding last night. I should have told him you were talking to a state trooper. But anyhow, well, there's some good news and some bad news that's going on and everything, but according to Sidney Powell, as you all know, Powell is an attorney. Not only just a private attorney, but she is military as well. And according to what we're reading and seeing, me and Lucretia, she put this on her show earlier, she could actually take this up to the military tribunals and have this tried out of the courts and into the military. And we think maybe that's what might be going on. What are your thoughts on that?
Is Ross alone here tonight?
No, he's been quiet. I haven't heard from him today. Carmelita will be calling in here in a little bit. So,
okay.
Carmelita will be.
Joseph, I'm going to tell you like this. All of this, you know, going to court, all of this, all right, all that's mm-hmm. there right to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, all of these so-called right-wing conservatives, these people that were standing behind our president, you know, a lot of them were up when Trump first came into office, his first, second year, they were up for re-election.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they just rode his coattail to get back where they are. They just completely done sold us out because you don't hear any of them raising any hardcore hell about any of this.
Right. I agree because, well, the only ones we're seeing trying is, you know, Powell and Rudy Giuliani and maybe one or two, you know, but.
Well, of course she's trying. She's an attorney. She's his attorney. She's hired by him. She's supposed to do that.
Exactly. Well, what we're finding out, too, and we talked about this on the show, was Operation Mockingbird, which is part of this Dominion, you know, with the media propaganda and everything. Well, it was discovered that the DOD is part of this, which was pretty big news. And the DOD is Department of Defense. Anybody out there doesn't know what it is. Well, in case anybody else didn't know what DOD stood for.
It's obvious.
Uh huh.
It's obvious that what is going on here to everybody. We can talk DOD involvement. We can talk disinvolvement. We can talk disinvestigation. Okay. Let's talk about what people are prepared to do about it. Okay? They sold us out, people. They sold us out. The Republican Party sold out. Okay? They're not doing a damn thing, and they're not going to do a damn thing. They're part of this.
They were never a Republican Party to begin with.
You know? And they sold us out. They're just, they're scumbags. They're traitors. They're backstabbers. They put the man out there. They threw him under the bus for their own personal gain. And now they're going to be all up Joe Biden's ass and Kamala's ass. And, I mean, you know, what are you going to do about it? You know, there is no voting this out. There is no going to court. Plain and simple, Biden and Harris are going to end up in the White House. Kick and scream, you know, you might as well put this in the same category as a woman not wanting to have sex with Kobe Bryant. You kick and scream all you want, it's going to happen. Okay.
And the only way to get it out, we're going to have to shoot our way out. Like what Russell keeps saying, we're going to have to do that, you know. But if you look at the staff that Biden has picked, and it's scary who he's picking in his staff, and one of them happens to be connected to the Nazis, the actual Nazis. You have to keep a really close eye on this guy and everything. So, you know, what's in store for us? Well, like we're trying to tell everybody, we're going to end up in the gallows, all of us, every one of us.
You may end up there. I ain't.
Well, I'm not. I'm going to, you know, I'll fight like hell, you know, and you know me. But I'm just telling everybody else, they're going to volunteer. They're going to go in those boxcars, Virgil. They'll get loaded in those boxcars and go down, you know. That's what I see.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, a fair bit of them will. And it's just sickening. It's disgusting. They're scumbags. They're no good. They're trash. You know, I mean, I wish Russell were here because he could tell you, you know, you never turn your back on your bros. You never tuck tail and run, you know, but they're all a bunch of cowards in suits, and I've got nothing for them. And,
well, you know, I agree.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, y'all can do what the fuck y'all want, but they will never see another tax form with my name on it or anything.
Well,
fuck them.
Been exempt on your tax form. You'll get some money back at the end of the year. Well, Virgil Russell, I did talk to Russell. He is back on 40-hour work week. He just hired his crew back yesterday, so I'm pretty sure that's what he's doing now. But he'll be back on the show and everything. So, but let me tell you how bad this situation is. I got a friend of mine that's running for governor. She's a really good friend. We've had her on the show. It's Kara Bodini. And they're arguing with her, wanting her to join the plantation, and she's not wanting to. Okay? And this is the Republican Party. They're fighting her. What does that tell you?
Well, that doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me one bit.
But what
does
that
surprise
me
one bit? You know, they're scumbags. They're scumbags. Mm-hmm. They're scumbags. They're all part of this. They're all...
You know,
they're all part of the socialist movement.
Mm-hmm. Well, she told me, Virgil, that, do you know, she goes, do you know anybody you could connect me with that could actually help me? I go, yeah. I know quite a few people. I go, I could connect you with our friend Marjorie Greene, Patricia Hughes, but you got to do what they tell you. You know, you got to listen to what they tell you and everything. But she said it's so bad that they turned on her badly. Because she won't join their plantation.
Well, like I said, it does not surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
It does not surprise me one bit.
Don't surprise me either. Me either. I tried to tell her a while back, but she's fighting out. You know. She was like, my God, these people are pure evil. I go, well, I tried to tell you. You know,
the Chinese, they're bought. Every one of them is bought and paid for, other than the newly elected. And some of them are going to fall for it too. You know, they're going to.
Hell yeah.
They're gonna sell themselves for 40 pieces of silver too, you know.
Oh yeah.
And it's just gonna come down to it. You know.
Yeah,
who wants to live on their feet and who wants to live on their knees?
Exactly.
You know?
And who wants to live and who wants to be buried 6 foot under?
You know,
but you know, we warned everybody. Here we are. But you ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, just to let everybody know, I was watching the news today. The WHO, the WHO, is back into play again. They're introducing all these.
They were always in play.
They were never out. And now all of a sudden they're introducing these Bill Gates vaccines that by a miracle there's five vaccines now. Five vaccines.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck if it's a million of them. I ain't taking none of that shit.
Neither am I. And now the talk is, before you could go on a flight, you got to show your papers that you got vaccinated before you go. This is going to happen next year.
I ain't planning on flying nowhere.
Oh, neither am I. I'll drive, but we warned about this, Virgil. You got to show your papers to go to work. If you want to eat, you got to show your papers.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Let them try that.
We told the world it was coming. You know, so, and I'm not, it's like I said, but, you know, the sad part is, brother, like you said 100 times before, everybody wants to put their head in the ground like an ostrich and not see what's going on. That choose to ignore it.
Well, they're just, you know, I'm going to say it flat out. They're just cowards. They're just cowards. You know, I mean, it's plain and simple. You know, this governor in Louisiana, John Dumbbell Edwards, he's talking about going back to phase two. And, you know, people are just, they're fed up with
all
that. They're fed up. And,
I saw that on the news. I don't know, brother. There's war. War is here. It's coming. It's here. It's just a matter of when.
Well, you're gonna see January 21st. You're gonna see exactly what we've been talking about. And it's just going to be too late. And people are going to, well, how did this happen? How did all of this, you know, well,
we told you.
You know, y'all let it happen. Y'all let it happen, you know. And for those of you that don't stand up, take a stand, you know, whatever you get, you fucking deserve. Plain and simple. Being silent, you're just as guilty as those perpetrating it.
Yep.
Like I said,
Virgil, they want us, people like me, you, Russell, to do their battles for them. They don't want to get their hands dirty, you know.
Well, once they start having things taken from them, you know, they're gonna be put just like these people in Louisiana going back to this phase two, you know, they're going to be put in a state of mind that they're in a no-win situation. And for some of them, they're going to see that, well, if we're in a no-win situation, then we ain't got a goddamn thing to lose.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And so, you're gonna see some people getting shot. You're gonna see and they're gonna start retaliating.
Well, I tell you one thing about the COVID brother is that we haven't seen a mass shooting in a long time.
Oh, you're gonna see that come after the vaccine and everybody's at these festivals and fairs and get-togethers and all of this, and you're going to see some deranged son of a bitch go off and shoot a bunch of people, and they're going to go screaming at gun control, gun control, gun control. And, I mean, right now, people, you got profiteers out there that are buying up every round of ammunition that they can, and you have other people that are just plain outright scared. And
what you gotta work, gotta watch out for. Those are the ones that when you see those people out there panicking and scared, you know, like that, it's gonna be bad.
And you're going to see more police officers getting shot. They're going to start dragging up. They're going to start quitting their jobs. And
some already are.
Here in New Mexico.
I don't know if you heard or not, but here in New Mexico, half the force quit already.
Well,
they're having problems already with the 911 calls.
It doesn't surprise me, you know, if you know somebody with a junkyard and a welding machine, you better start building your Mad Max Thunderdome vehicles right now.
Right.
Because it's coming. You know.
Right. Or find you a bulldozer and turn it into a tank.
Well, that is a possibility. That is a possibility.
Right. Well, hey, I was watching the A-Team. That's where I got the idea. But, you know, but in all reality, you know, it's a shame that this is happening, and we said it, nothing's going to be done about it. It'll all get hush-hush. You know, you'll see people lined up and executed. You know, citizens not obeying their laws, well, they're going to pitch a red dog. That's how it's going to be.
Well, Red Dawn is one scenario that it's going to be, you know, and but you can line up and get your shots and start wearing your green and gray jumpsuit uniforms, just like the Jews were made to do and the Gypsies were made to do. During World War II, when they had the star on their arms and the emblems on their identification on their jackets. What you're getting ready to see, ladies and gentlemen, is when the Republic of Yugoslavia went back and broke up into several different countries. That's the type of civil war you're going to see. You're going to see factions. You're going to see not only anti-government factions, but you're going to see factions that are going to break away from, you're going to see the Black Lives Matter faction, the Black Panther faction, you're going to see the Antifa faction, you're going to see the Patriot factions, the KKK neo-Nazi factions, and I mean, it's just going to be a bloodbath.
And only that, me and Carmelita was talking about this a couple of days ago. We're going to start seeing some states succeeding. They're going to succeed from the United States.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh yeah, you're gonna see some secessions. I mean, if you want to see, you know, like I say, chaos. You just look at the Bosnian Serbian and you know, wars and
Soviet Union. Look at that. Look at China. Well, look at China, how they do things down there. Same thing there is going to happen,
you know,
right here.
When the Soviet Union pulled out of Yugoslavia, when they told Yugoslavia, gave them their independence, they knew what was going to happen.
Yep.
They knew what was going to happen. And that whole war started by a fist fight in a cafe.
Yep.
Did y'all know that? That
yep.
whole war
yep.
started by, from a fist fight in a cafe.
Yep.
You know, between a Muslim between a Muslim and a Bosnian.
Mm-hmm.
And it escalated, and the Serbians got into it, and then they wanted to go back to their own, you know, territories and countries that they had before World War II. I mean, before World War I. And it was a bloody nightmare. It was something for them. I mean,
yep.
a lot of people. I talked to a lot of refugees, you know, Bosnian and Serbian that made it to the United States,
mm-hmm.
and they said, you know, it was not nice. It wasn't nice at all.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with that because, you know, I don't know if you remember, but a long time ago, I saved a young lady. She was Russian, and she was overdosed on drugs and stuff. But I happened to, you know, be around there at the same time and saved her life when she adopted me and everything and stuff. But she was telling me the horrors that was going on there in Russia, the things that would happen, you know. And stuff, but she was about 18, 19 years old at that time when she came here to the United States and everything. But she got in bad with drugs. Now she's doing fine. She's a nurse and everything. But she's doing good now. But, you know, hearing stories like that, too, you know, about how women are treated down there.
Oh, well, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That's nothing unusual, you know. I mean, the Russians have always had a reputation of being savages. I mean,
mm-hmm.
toward their own people, toward. I mean, look at what they did in Afghanistan, you know, during the war.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were killing women, bayoneting pregnant women in the belly,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was. They're
horrifying
people, but mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you what, you're gonna see that same savagery right
mm-hmm.
here in the United States.
But it ain't gonna
you
be
know,
by the right. Russians though. It's gonna be by China, by the Chinese soldiers that right there in the northern border.
I don't know where y'all getting it from. I haven't heard anything about that.
Talk to Russell. It was confirmed. So, but talk to Russell's, they're there. Believe me. But you know, here's the thing. We all know the Chinese is responsible for this virus. We know they're responsible for a lot of things. And like you said,
their virus did not come from China. That virus
mm-hmm.
came from right here in the United States. There is no way it had that kind of spread in the United States coming from China. No
mm-hmm.
way, no way.
Well, it affected the whole world, you know. But
that virus was here before Trump even got elected.
Right.
That virus was here.
Could have been done with all that spraying they were doing in the skies, if you remember, with the chemtrails, possibly.
It could have been done a million ways. It could have been done a million ways.
Yep.
I mean,
but I don't know, brother. I mean, our freedom, our freedom is we're not going to have freedom anymore. That's going to go away. And everything, but
I can advise what people are going to have to do and what they need to start doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I swear to God, if I'd say it, I'd have 100 Secret Service agents surrounding my house.
Well, like you haven't had before, when you had Homeland Security at your house.
Well,
the best thing we can advise people is be prepared, stock up.
If you ain't got it yet, you're too late.
Yep.
And if you try to go for it, you ain't gonna make it.
Nope.
Because the shelves are bare. The shelves are bare.
Oh yeah,
the shelves are bare.
I'll confirm that.
You got people with deep pockets, like I said last night, going to these gun shows, contacting these people that deal with these gun shows and everything, and they're going up to them with some serious cash. A guy went to a guy's house, $80,000 cash money. He bought every round of ammunition he had, no matter what it was.
Yep. Well, you can't even go to a pawn shop and find a gun. They're sold out, too.
Nope. Carmelita called me up screaming about 338 Lupala and 308. So I told her good luck.
Yeah, she told me the same thing. the 308s are hard to come by, too.
Tell me about it.
Do they even make 308 shells anymore? I haven't seen them in a long time.
Yeah. That's what AR-10 shoot.
Oh, okay.
I got a line on some. I got a line on some of a vendor that's got some, but I'm not saying nothing.
Right.
I'm not saying anything.
I wouldn't, Virgil. I'll just keep it to myself. Well, yeah, I called the old pawn shop here in town, and they are sold out. They are totally sold out.
Oh yeah, everything. I can't even get 80% lower. I can get the polymer ones.
Mm-hmm.
I can get the super plastic ones, but I can't get any more 80% aluminum lower receivers. Everybody's sold out.
I can't.
Everybody's sold out.
I'll tell you how bad it is here at the pot shop. I can't even find a 12-gauge shotgun. That's how bad it is.
Yep.
Yep. So.
And Academy, Cabela's, Bass Pro, a lot of your gun shops, Lafayette, they had ammunition stacked to the ceiling. A year and a half ago. Now everybody's on a waiting list, and they're limiting the purchase, to three boxes of ammo. And the ammo is, like I told Carmelita, she said, I'm not paying that much. You ain't going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a seller's market right now.
Yep.
It is a seller's market.
Yep. If I really need to get a gun, I go to my mom and get my dad's Beretta. My dad has an old Beretta.
You've had 12 years. You could have put something on layaway. You've had 12 years. So you don't have nobody to blame but yourself.
Right, right. Well, actually, yeah, that's true. I did, but at that time, I couldn't have a gun because of my mentally ill son and stuff. So, you know, I had to. But the minute he left the house, I should have went and got it. You know.
I started my collections, seriously collecting, and getting things together as soon as Obama got elected,
mm-hmm.
his first term. And every time I went to a Walmart or went to a store,
mm-hmm.
I would buy 5, 6, 7 boxes of ammunition at a time.
Uh-huh.
I would buy them up. I'd buy it as soon as I see it. You know, they have
mm-hmm.
it stacked up on the shelf. Okay. Yeah, give me that 250 rounds of 9mm Winchesters. You
mm-hmm.
know, I started buying them up, and ammo boxes, I would take them and I'd dump them in ammo boxes. I got ammo boxes full of ammo right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, started buying food supplies, started buying this, started buying
mm-hmm.
that.
That's one thing I did do right. I stocked up on food.
And,
glad I did.
It's, I mean, you can't wait till the last minute. I mean, you know,
it's the old
children's story about the ants and the grasshopper. Have you ever heard
mm-hmm.
that story?
Oh yeah, I have. Well, I could confirm that because here in New Mexico, the store shelves are bare. They are bare, and some stores are closed out here. So, I'm glad I got what I did when I did. So, you know,
well, I can tell you this right now with John Bell Edwards, and this is writing on the walls. People are signing that recall petition to get his
mm-hmm.
ass out of office. But I can tell you what, they're gonna be using an entirely different type of lead to get him out of office.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming. I'm waiting on it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on it.
Man, Carmelita was talking about that. What, these governors are going to get shot. They're going to get in it. We have a feeling Newsom will be the first one.
Well, it can be Newsom. It can be Cuomo. It can be Edwards.
It could be Grisham, our governor. You know.
You know that governor out of California?
Mm-hmm. That's Newsom.
You know,
and then Kimber.
It's just once people start, you know, getting their heads together and figuring things out, you know, You're gonna see some prominent people with their faces mm-hmm. down in the street in a puddle of blood.
Yep.
And
well, that's why the government wants us kept apart from each other, Virgil, so we don't gather and communicate with each other. You know.
Well, that is a good that you hit that nail on the head pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But. You know, people are just fed up with this shit. They're fed up with the election shit. They're fed up with this COVID shit. And
mm-hmm.
once people start losing their jobs and start losing their homes and losing those new vehicles,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's not gonna be nothing nice, people.
But I tell you, brother, I mean, we can spread the word, warn all we want to, and, you know, it's up to them if they want to listen to us, like a creature says.
You know, and the people are just buying this shit. They're just buying this shit by the pound. Okay, you
mm-hmm.
have to ship a virus. You have to ship an antivirus, an antidote, a vaccine, whatever the fuck you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
at minus 95 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's going to happen when you give that vaccine to a person with a temperature of 97.6? How does it work if you got to keep it cold all the time? How does it work?
It's going to kill you.
How does
it
work?
That's how it's going to work. It's going to kill you. I was thinking about that last night.
It's nothing.
It's
going to
kill you.
It's nothing. It's
a
nothing.
Placebo. It's a placebo.
You know, I mean, that makes no sense. You
right.
know, they say, you know, that's just like you say, you know, you rub two objects together, you know, you're going to get friction. They're going to make heat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rub two ice cubes together.
Yeah, it'll melt.
You gotta use common sense, people. You gotta
mm-hmm.
use common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
well, that's like the doctor here in New Mexico. He made that statement. They hooked him up real quick, but he made that statement. It's a placebo that they're giving. That's all it is.
And these numbers that they're manipulating and all of that. You know, well, let me ask you this. If this virus is so deadly, if this virus is so communicable, if this virus has such a high risk rate, how come 3 million truck drivers aren't dropping dead like flies right now?
Exactly. And how come the funeral homes ain't overwhelmed?
Okay. Okay. How come 3 million truck drivers are not dropping like flies? We go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We go to states where this is just into epidemic stage, pandemic, this, that, and the other. We walk into
mm-hmm.
truck stops, no mask on. We go here with no mask on. We offload.
Mm-hmm.
We meet customers, blah, 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 blah. And...
Mm-hmm.
We go to these plants, we go to these facilities, we go to these warehouses, we go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But not any of the 3 million plus truck drivers are getting this. These trucks,
mm-hmm.
you can barely find a parking space in these massive
yep.
truck stops right now. Right now, I'm
mm-hmm.
at the Petro. In Joliet, Illinois. I mean, Joplin, Missouri. Huge
mm-hmm.
truck stop. And it
mm-hmm.
is packed. It's packed. This place has close to 800 parking spots. And they're still parking out in the driveways and everything else for the 10-hour breaks. So,
same thing here.
I mean,
we're going to at the truck stop here that you were at. That's plumb full.
And
I'm
going to tell these trucking companies and these independent, I'm going to tell these trucking companies, these independent operators, especially these reefer drivers, refrigeration drivers,
mm-hmm.
they want you to haul this vaccine. Make them pay out the ass for it.
Mm-hmm.
Make them pay. Make them pay.
Yeah.
Tell them you ain't hauling it. You're not hauling it for no less than $100 a mile.
Right.
I wouldn't
yeah,
do
because,
it.
You know, Virgil, these pharmaceuticals that are doing this, they're getting money right off the top. So, yeah, why not?
And don't believe that these vaccines are going to be free. They're blowing smoke up your ass. Sure, they're going to give it to you. They're going to give it to you, but they're going to get their money back on the back end. They're going
well,
to tax the living piss out of you. They're going to tax
well,
the living piss out of you.
I got my new bill, my new insurance today and everything. I was reading it. Oh, that's in there, the vaccine. It's covered to the insurance.
Yeah, but they're going to get it back on the back end.
You're gonna see this California
taxation, and you're gonna see it every time you pull up to a fuel pump.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna see it every time you go into a store to buy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna see it every time. Any little thing you buy, your stereos, your this, that, and the other, and you're gonna see the reparations come through where if you go into a store and you shoplift something, well, you walk out with a big screen TV, as long as it's under $900, they're not going to do you anything.
Right. Right.
So,
right.
And that's true. That's true. I mean, you know, but shit, maybe we ought to go to California and heist something.
Well,
you know.
Well,
but, brother, it's almost that time. Do you want to continue or do you want to?
No, I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning. Susan woke me up. I was taking a nap in the sleeper. And
yeah.
I've got to get up and go to St. Louis, Illinois in the morning. And
then I got to
go to pick up a trailer and head down back down to Belle Chasse, Louisiana.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and call tonight, and then we'll come back Wednesday because, you know, Thanksgiving is Thursday, and we're all going to be with our family and stuff, and we're having Thanksgiving here Thursday. So,
I'm having Thanksgiving on the road. Probably me and Susan will go to Golden Corral or somewhere Thursday night when we get home or something, or do it Friday. We'll do our
Lucky.
Thanksgiving Friday or whatever.
Lucky
you
your
know.
State's not shut down. All the restaurants.
Well,
are closed
it's fixing to be. It's fixing
right.
to be. They're gonna push this bullshit, and it's gonna create uproar.
Well, haven't you noticed, Virgil? Well, the governor, you know, when Newsom does something in California, all these blue Democrats, they do the same thing. They follow his pattern. I mean,
Joseph, for years and years and years and years and years, New York and California have set the standard for the entire United States.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
But anyhow, well, brother, you have a good Thanksgiving, and your listeners out there, you have a good Thanksgiving and stuff, so be safe out there. We'll go ahead and close the show for the night and everything, so we'll be back Monday. Virgil, be careful out there, brother.
All right. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly